Drive to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
My old buddy Jeff Davis bringing me on. Jay Holland here with you, sitting in for Phil Williams, who will be back tomorrow here on Right Side Radio. Love to hear from you, 833-687-4448. That's phone or text. That's 833-687-4448. All right, we've got a couple of things to cover here. We were talking before we left about the reaction from a lot of Democrats based on some of the things that's been reported related to the Hunter Biden situation. So if I can find the story here, we'll see if I must have missed out on it. But here's a story. Jen Psaki, you remember the first White House press secretary, Jen Psaki is alarmed that more than one in three voters think the U.S. is in danger of, quote, failing, unquote, under Biden. A recent poll forecasted a rough road ahead for Democrat spin doctors, as evidenced by MSNBC's, quote, alarmed, unquote, Jen Psaki. Sunday, the former White House press secretary said Joe Biden continued to do her the former press secretary, that's right, Jen Psaki, continued to do her part to coax the narrative in favor of the left up against some fairly damning numbers, as this story reads. The host of the Inside with Jen Psaki would go on to note that the late July poll conducted by the New York Times and Siena College found that 65% of registered voters believe that the country is heading in the wrong direction. No kidding, Einstein. So it's really problematic right now for the Democrats, because they, like I said, it's a perfect analogy for those guys and gals like Jen Psaki. They're like kitties in a litter box, literally. And it's really sad that it has come down to this, but they just can't get stuff covered up fast enough. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's numbers are through the roof. And I know that he has some detractors. We've spoken to a couple of them today. And by the way, if you want to chime in, you're certainly welcome to at 833-687-4448. But the numbers kind of speak for themselves. Now, I've never really been much of a poll-believing person, but it's kind of hard to argue when you're well over 50 points ahead. So, you know, and certainly the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, or as Trump says, Ron DeSanctimonious. You know, Trump always had a nickname for everybody, and that was part of his appeal. I think it was part of a lot of his lovableness, if you will, at first, when he was really, you know, slaying all these Republican would-be candidates for president. It was kind of like today, like 16 or 18 of them. And he really enjoyed picking on them. But, you know, Ron DeSantis has done a very good job in Florida of being a good conservative governor. He had a couple of questionable votes in Congress that a lot of people have kind of pointed out. But, you know, there's something to be said for some of the things that he's accomplished in Florida. So I wouldn't be, you know, as a Republican, I wouldn't be totally upset if Ron DeSantis somehow did become the Republican nominee. But right now, it's not looking very favorable. So regardless, of your take on the situation. It's very much fluid right now because Trump is really doing well in the polls. It's almost scary how well he's doing. In fact, he bragged in Montgomery Friday night was a week ago that all he needed was one more indictment and he would cinch the Republican nomination. And it's really very interesting, you know, because Trump is a very outside-the-box thinker, without doubt. But Georgia prosecutors have indicted Trump, so that he got his wish. So they claim that they have texts linking Trump's legal team to voting system breach. So that story broke just a couple of hours before we went on the air here. So anyway, it's all getting pretty doggone interesting right now. So whatever your take is, we'd love to hear from you. And I think Boomer has somebody on the phone right now. Boomer, is that true? All right, we'll take a phone call.
Kareem.
Yes, Kareem, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing there, sir?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So all the stuff that's against Biden is all third-party information. Is even Hunter's friend, where he said, no, he never did any business with him. But we're not supposed to believe Biden, but we're supposed to believe Trump, who we have text, video, audio, and he even said it himself that he committed these crimes.
But I don't
we're supposed to take all of that and throw that away and believe that Joe Biden is the criminal. He's the one that's the problem. If Jared Kushner getting $22 billion from the Saudis, that's nothing. That's just part of doing business. Or Don Jr. buying a $10 million house last week in New York City, that's nothing. That's just doing business. Ivanka getting 16 patents, that's nothing. That's just doing business. It has nothing to do with Trump. But we're supposed to believe that Hunter Biden and may have got $20 million and gave his father money. He's the corrupt one. Uncle Joe is the corrupt one, not Trump. Yeah. Nothing that we did. We actually heard Trump.
That's crooked.
I need 11,000.
That's crooked, Joe.
780 votes, sir.
I
understand.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's no loss between that. But when I hear you guys and I hear how y'all got on, how you got it and says, oh, and his numbers keep going up amongst Republicans that was going to vote for him anyway.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Jack Smith is not going to leave any rock unturned for this man. Now, him going to jail, I don't know. But they will stifle him and they will prevent him from being president again.
Well, that's okay. What they want to do.
He has his little base, yes, and that's true. They need to.
Yeah.
They have every right to. They need to. He, for what he tried to do to this country, he should be in jail, under the jail.
Well, Kareem, I really appreciate your take on it, and it's a valid take. I don't doubt anything that you're saying or claiming, but what I do know is that there are a lot of questions right now about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And they don't seem to be getting a whole lot of traction, but, at least some
they
of
the— are. They are, but at the same time, it's all innuendos and it's third party.
Well,
Kareem,
there's a video of Joe Biden, bragging that he got the prosecutor in Ukraine fired. So,
show us evidence.
Oh, it's there. I mean, I've seen it myself several times.
It's like the 2020 election. Everybody keeps saying, oh, now even after Giuliani then came out and admitted a couple of weeks that he lied to everybody. Y'all still saying there was something wrong with that election. All because, you know, that if you sit back and admit it, that means all the new voting laws that y'all created since 2020 election is null and void. Well, of course it won't be because we know the Republican tricks on how to prevent people from voting. But it should have been null and void. It was
Kareem, that's ridiculous. There were supposedly more people voted in the 2020 election than ever voted in the history of this country. You can't.
Yes. And why do you think that turned out like that?
Because
they wanted to get rid of Trump.
Because of COVID and mail-in ballots. That's why it happened.
And what's wrong with mail-in ballots if it's American citizens?
Nothing's wrong with them if they're. Nothing's wrong with them if they're. Nothing's wrong with them if they're legal, but I don't think
they're legal. They didn't name any. These haven't haven't shown anything that said they wasn't, that they wasn't legal.
Well,
you have no evidence to the contrary. Meanwhile, we have video, audio, and everything of them plotting, even if I lose, I win. That was his mantra.
Yeah.
That's what that was his mantra. That's what he said. And yet you still back this man. That's what I told Phil the other day. It means that you really wanted him to succeed in what he was trying to do, which was still a presidency. Now you're no longer just an objective member. Now you keep quiet with it.
Well, I don't believe that for a second.
I
think that there is enough evidence that there was some tampering in some places with the 2020 election.
Where is it? We need to see it.
It's beginning to come out in Wisconsin and in Michigan and some of these other dubious places. So, Nevada is another one of these places where it's a little bit dubious. There are several trouble spots. Pennsylvania, there's several trouble spots in the country, and you know it.
And none of it has been proven. None of it has been proven. Not one court case, not one judgment in that favor that it has been proven. But meanwhile, y'all keep pushing this and pushing this and pushing it like this is honest to God truth.
Well,
how about we just didn't want him no more? He was supposed to go away.
Maybe we're taking it from the Democrat playbook, Kareem. Listen, we got to run, buddy.
I know, but I didn't see any Democrat act for 11,780 votes. Not one of them.
Well, it's certainly open for debate, and you've had a good run at it, buddy. I appreciate you calling, Kareem, calling in from. Where was he from?
Huntsville.
Okay. Well, you know, it's academic. There are beginning to be some proof coming out about mischief. 2,000 Mules has been out, what, 2 or 3 years now. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but they used cell phone data. Cell phone data. Now, everybody's got a cell phone, and guess what? It's a tracker. You can be tracked. So they compiled all the cell phone data and all of the 2,000 of them. And they discovered that these people were going back and back and back time and time again to these mail-in ballot polling places and stuffing the ballot box. Now, you know, you can shred it to pieces all you want and say there's no proof. But there is beginning to be some real interesting things coming out. And a lot of this stuff that the Democrats are doing right now is centrifuge for stopping Trump. That's all they care about doing. And Kareem even admitted that. So it's you know, make of it what you will. And there's always going to be somebody on the other side of the aisle screaming the other side. But it is beginning to happen. But it's kind of like David said, the first guy that called in. It's about the 2024 election. It's not about the 2020 election. It's not about the 2016 election. It's about the 2024 election. And that's what we're going to be really concerned with. And Trump, more so than anybody, he's going to be spending a ton of money to make sure these ballots are secure and are legal and are the real deal. But meanwhile, the Democrats, who get the All-Star game moved out of Atlanta because the Georgia legislature tightened down on voting fraud, which they claim is easy access to the ballot box, which is really a license to cheat, because I've seen the cheating, Kareem, and it's right here in Alabama. It's happened here before. So you talk a good game, Kareem. But let me tell you, cheating happens. It's been happening, and it's been happening for decades upon decades. So, don't act all innocent and goody-goody two-shoes, Kareem. It's definitely going on, and we will get to the bottom of it one way or the other. I think Trump has enough money he's going to make sure this time. So just strap in and get ready, buddy. You're going to have an eye-opening experience here before too much longer. This is Right Side Radio. I'm Jay Holland, sitting in for Phil Williams. We'll be right back after the break. Right Side Radio. I'm Jay Holland, back from the break. And if you'd like to be on the air with us, 833-687-4448. 833-687-4448. That's phone or text. It's about bottom of the hour, so we only have a few moments, but we do have Brian from Huntsville on the line. Brian, what's on your mind?
Well, in rebuttal to the last gentleman online, Kareem.
Yes.
I have to say that I'm sorry. The everything against Trump, most of it was proven false, including the files coming up about Russia manufactured.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
No proof there. And we got plenty of proof on two laptops from Hunter Biden. And very quickly, as far as the Atlanta making more allegations against Donald Trump, I'm sorry. They have letters of mark or marque, as in it used to be in the 1700s, early 1800s.
Yes.
You would give pirates that to where they could make their profit. Mm-hmm. And that is what is happening with the DA in Atlanta and the prosecutors. They say, okay, make your own profit, but you make this happen.
Well, you know, you make a great point. Kareem is very defensive. He's tired of all of this conservative talk, and he don't believe that the 2020 election was rigged. Trump keeps saying it is. A lot of people believe it. There's a movie, like a two-hour movie out called 2,000 Mules. Have you seen that?
Yes, and I've also seen other sources about how people were stuffing Monitored ballot boxes.
Yeah, and they've got video. I can't help it that Kareem has not taken the time to watch 2,000 Mules, but if he wants proof, all he's got to do is go rent it or buy it or watch it online, and he'll have that was 90% of his argument right there. But
And I've got nothing against the gentleman Kareem or anything like that, but I'm just talking about presenting the facts as factual.
Yeah.
Not as fiction. That's all. Have a good one.
You too, Brian. Thanks for the call. A little clarification there, and I think that is a good point that Brian makes. You know, there is proof, you know, but you've got to want to look at it and believe it. And yeah, I've seen 2,000 Mules. It's damn scary. Pardon my French. Really scary. That people can do what they do with mail-in ballots and other forms of, you know, signature verification. And, you know, a lot of these Democrat state legislatures have taken some of these safeguards off. A lot of the state legislatures were overridden by, like, Pennsylvania's Supreme Court illegally, you know, Kareem. You know, there are a lot of different things and circumstances that happened in the 2020 election. We could rehash them all, but I'm telling you, there was cheating. Trump is right. There was mischief, and it did happen, mostly in the name of COVID. But the Democrats don't have COVID anymore, and it's going to be a lot tougher in 2024. But they will still try to cheat any way they can. Guaranteed. It's historic. It's happened in the past. It will continue to happen today and tomorrow. We'll be back. We're back. Right Side Radio. Covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'd love to hear from you, 833-687-4448, 833-687-4448. That's phone and text. And I do have a few texts to kind of keep up with before we get to Jeff traveling back to Indiana. David from Huntsville said, keep in mind, Mueller said he didn't find any Russia collusion evidence, but he could not exonerate Trump either. Terry in Huntsville. The left has a globalist agenda, and Trump will dismantle it and sit them back by years by firing people and resetting policies. He has more support from the nation than any Democrat. Cameron from Decatur said, "Brother, you said it right today. Trump is a buffoon, but he is a buffoon who gets things done. He's not a politician. That's what we love about him. He's embarrassing, but he does the job. He doesn't frustrate us with his ineptitude." Cameron, all right. Kenneth from Hartsel says, "Look here, this is a conservative radio station, so don't be talking about Trump whining when you're seeing the truth come out. There's a big difference between the truth and whining." Bob from Decatur, "Kareem is loving open borders with 5,500 illegals coming over every day. He loves the high gas prices. He loves the economy and the 8% interest rates. Kareem is drunk on the Kool-Aid." Michael from Taft, Tennessee, says, "In response to Kareem's rant, Trump made his money before he went off to office. Biden has made all of his money when he was in office." Ryan from Hazel Green, Alabama, "I wonder if Kareem realizes he's exactly what the left wants him to be, just another useful idiot." That's Ryan from Hazel Green. All right, guys, thanks for the texts. And again, the number, 833-687-4448 for phone or text. Now we will go to somewhere on the highway to Indiana. And our good friend on Right Side Radio, Jeff. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Well, going down the road, and I'm doing all right until I get to Nashville. Then that's a crapshoot then.
Well, Boomer was telling me you drive from Alabama to Indiana every day.
600 miles round trip, 12-hour plus day, yep.
Golly.
5 to 6 days a week, yeah.
Well, my hat's off to you, buddy. That's fantastic. You're my hero. That's amazing. Very amazing. So, yeah. By the way, Indiana is Larry Bird country still, and I'm still a big Larry Bird fan.
Just north of me, up at French Lick. Yep,
yep, French Lick.
Know his territory real well.
Good deal. Well, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, you know, I guess they're charging Trump with election interference in Georgia.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy, but.
I want to know is when we're going to charge all the DAs and the attorney generals and the Supreme Court that did change election laws illegally.
That's right.
They can't be charged.
That's right. I pointed out a few of those things, but you know it's true. There was a lot of hocus pocus by focus stuff going on in the 2020 election. Anybody that doesn't realize that is either shilling for the Democrats, which, you know, Kareem was doing, or they're just not keeping up with what's happening. So, yeah, it's, you know, and I appreciate Kareem. He called, he spent his time, and he made his point. But, I just happen to disagree with it, and I think that there is ample evidence out there that there was some funky stuff going on. He may not want to admit it, but I believe it's true, and he's not going to change my mind.
Try to call a liberal station and get as much airtime as he when he disagrees with the host.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. They would shut us down quick, fast, and in a hurry, as they say.
I used to talk to Alan Combs about every night when I radio. And he wouldn't ever let you get him because he would always shut you off right before he made
Oh, yeah, point. Yeah. He was one of those classic liberals that you love to hate, you know? I mean, you kind of liked the guy, but then again, you know, golly, how can you be so crazy? But, yeah, that's the way most of them are. It's like Kareem. I mean, he's probably a really nice guy, but, you know, he just – his takes on stuff. You know, you really and even here in Alabama, I've been part of the Alabama political scene for – gosh, well, since the early 80s. And there's been mischief here in Alabama. Nobody wants to really talk about it, but it's true. And
I'm from a Democrat county. I mean, mm-hmm. whenever I was growing up and everything, you'd sit outside the polling place with your, it wouldn't be a pint. They give away pints and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Go to the car and get your pint out of the back.
Out of your trunk. That's right. Yeah. A member of my family used to politic that way. So, it was common. But, don't say the 2020 election didn't have any mischief. You know, then you're all of a sudden you're a radical racist and wascally Republican. You know, that's what you are.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you, I mean, this may sound crazy, January 6th, what happened then was probably constitutional because they ratified an illegal election.
Right.
I mean, at what point do you follow the Constitution? The government wasn't following it, and the people knew that.
Well, unfortunately, so the Constitution is what the news media says it is, unfortunately. That's just the way it is, and that's how I got so screwed up to begin with. People don't really understand the Constitution. They don't read it. They don't understand it. They think separation of church and state is in the Constitution. It's not. You know, people believe all kinds of crazy stuff. And
I've told Phil a lot of times that basically your liberals are probably people who shouldn't be in charge of their own affairs. So why? I think we need to assign some conservatives to help them vote.
Well, they sure don't mind helping themselves to vote. They pick you up, they take you back, they go pick up your ballot for you. It's called ballot harvesting. They do it all for you, buddy. All you got to do just put sign your X right here, buddy, right here.
So. Well, I ran for a race one time, a couple, two, three times as a Republican in my county. Basically, I made them print a ballot because everybody was elected in a primary otherwise.
Yeah.
But my opponent sat within like 30 feet, sat in a doorway of a voting polling place, asking everybody their names as they went in and everything. They thought he was just like taking names and stuff, and then he would see who didn't show up, and then he'd hand off the list of the people, and they'd go get them and bring them to the polling place.
Oh, yeah.
Illegal as all get out, but, I couldn't do nothing about it.
Well, it's you got to hand it to them. They're pretty creative about stuff like that. I know a very, very good friend of mine here. He was 99 years old when he passed away about 3 years ago. His name was James D. Martin. There's a wildlife park here in Gadsden named after him. Jim Martin was a stellar individual in this state. He did more for Alabama than you can possibly imagine. But in 1962, he ran for the U.S. Senate from Alabama against Lister Hill. Lister Hill was the most powerful member of the United States Senate at the time. He was the man. And Jim Martin got out there in his little station wagon with speakers up on top of it and rode all over the state and asked for people's vote. He would stop. If he saw a farmer out there in the field, he'd stop on the side of the road and flag him over and ask him for his vote. And, that's the way he campaigned all across the state. Jim Martin in 1962 in November came not only close to beating the towering Lister Hill, he did beat Lister Hill. By about 8 or 9 o'clock that night, he had a 25,000-vote lead on the number one senator in the country. And when he woke up the next morning thinking he had won the election, they broke the news to him that he actually lost the election by 10,000 votes. So
imagine that.
Imagine
that. Democrat
state,
huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So,
I know how things work. A lot of the dead come out to vote, apparently.
Yeah.
Always come up. Seems like the Democrats always, they're almost have eternal life because they always vote whether they're alive or dead.
Well, it's been going on a long time, Jeff. And if Kareem wants me to believe that nobody cheated in 2020, that's just not going to happen. You know, there was plenty of cheating going on in 2020, whether he wants to believe it or not. Now, Most all the court cases with Democrat judges and various and sundry other jurists and operatives within the court system have proclaimed that there has not been a case. But I think that's about to change. We do know that in Pennsylvania, the state legislature was overridden, as we talked about earlier, by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We do know that. That's a form of election interference and cheating. So there have been incidences, despite Kareem's pronunciations of innocence, there have been a lot of nefarious, shall we say, types of activities going on here. So he's not fooling anybody by ranting and raving and over-modulating me. But the truth is, there's no perfect election, unfortunately. But I think that if given the circumstances from 2020, it's going to be a whole lot harder to cheat in 2024 because of what we went through just 4 years previous. And that's one thing that's got the Democrats kind of rattled, too. So, they're used to cheating. They know how to cheat. But now some of their avenues have been cut off, and it's going to be a whole lot harder. Well, Jeff, listen, be careful going through. Are you going through Nashville now?
No. I'm still about 50 miles south of it, so
before
I go through the gauntlet.
The gauntlet. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, say hello to the Bat Tower up there. Well, I love that building up there. It's got the little bat ears up there on the on the skyline. But nevertheless, thank you for calling, Jeff. Drive safe, my friend.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Jeff calling in from the road, driving to Indiana. He drives from Alabama to Indiana every day, back and forth. He's an American hero. Well, this is Right Side Radio. I'm Jay Holland sitting in for Phil Williams. He'll be back tomorrow. And so far, it's been a real pleasure. 3:47 Central Time here, and we have a few more minutes until the break. If you'd like to call in, it's 833-687-4448. That's 833-687-4448. You can phone or text. So we'd love to hear from you here on Right Side Radio. Let me see if I can see if we have any more texts. Boomer's been putting them up for me. So Marcus from Huntsville, let's see. The left hates Trump because he plays the game like a Democrat for Republicans, and they can't stand it. Interesting take on it. I will say the Democrats do stick together. They're a pretty homogeneous group. They help each other out to the polls. They go pick each other up. Jeff was saying, they have a list, and if you don't come to the polls, they'll go get you, and bring you in to vote. So I mean, they're pretty organized. They got a good system, and it's served them well in the past. But technology, like this cell phone thing that 2000 Mules points out, is not only convincing, it's downright scary. So you get 2,000 people with cell phones, you can track their movements. You know exactly where they are at any moment in time. And that's what they did. They tracked all these nefarious characters going in and out. They're called mules for a reason, because they were toting illegal ballots back and forth to the polling places. All you got to do is watch it. It's downright scary what they're doing with this stuff. But see, they didn't count on the fact that they carried that cell phone and were being tracked. So we know their movements. We know what they were doing. There's camera footage, video footage of these polling places where these people show up time and time and time and time again and stuff 9, 10, 12, 20 ballots at a time and go back and get more. So it's bona fide, certified, rectified, sanctified. It happened. And if you don't believe it, then you just don't know what's going on technically. Technologically, it's scary. But we'll take the break, and we'll come right back with the last segment of the 4 o'clock hour coming up. Keep it right here. We're on Right Side Radio. We'll be back. Side Radio, Jay Holland here for Phil Williams. Love to hear from you. As a matter of fact, we are going to go straight to a phone call, but the number, if you want to call, 833-687-4448, 833-687-4448. That's for phone or text on the same line. So let's go to Philly in Lawrence County, Alabama. Philly, what's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, man, just another beautiful day. I tell you, you look at these accusations of Trump interference in election down in Georgia, and I think the Democrats have the right accusation but the wrong argument. I think Trump very much did interfere in elections in Georgia, but when he got up and told Republicans to stay home and not vote, he definitely interfered with the Republican elections in Georgia that cost us some Senate seats, and unfortunately it's just been a downhill spiral since then. You look at everyone that he's endorsed, and in the terms of Republican versus Democrat race, when it's been close, they've lost. And unfortunately, I think we're seeing this spiral out of Trump, and he was great for 3 years, but he started losing it, I think, in that fourth year, and definitely in seeing him run now against Republicans, he's breaking Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of any fellow Republican. And I think his mouth is getting way ahead of him, and I'm just concerned that he could cost us yet again in the next election.
Well, Philly, you know, again, that's the plus and minuses of Donald Trump. He's a bull in a china shop. I freely admit it. He's unpredictable. He really, this is one of the things that the world leaders all found. I mean, even Kim Jong-un didn't want to really mess much with Trump. He calmed his act down and everything. So Trump is a real unpredictable guy, and he's that way for a reason. You know, he made himself extremely wealthy off of doing things unconventionally. And politics to him is just another business. And this is another way Trump can, you know, can use his influence to make parties, politicians, you know, government leaders across the globe do what Trump wants. He made NATO nations pay up billions and trillions of dollars in back dues. This guy is totally unpredictable. That's why
there's a lot he can do. Yeah, just the big question is he a conservative?
That well, yeah, I think he spent most of his life as a Democrat, probably. I mean, he's that age, you know. So I'm being from New York. I mean, I would think he was a Democrat, you know. But, but I think he is a conservative in the fact that he's a rich guy and he made himself that way by doing things, you know, in a conservative manner that was, you know, building on itself. And you know, I mean, what was he worth? $4 billion at one time, something like that. So you don't get that way just by, you know, spending your money. So I think he is probably very conservative. But it's really an interesting study here. We'll be back to talk about it in the last hour. This is Right Side Radio.
Hey, all you Right Side Ruffians.